Well, Gary, we can safely say that the Donegal Senior Championship is getting down to the serious end of business this weekend with a full programme of second round games. And before we look at the games, I saw during the weekend the Democrat, you were giving out, you weren't happy with the scheduling of the games, and it looks as if maybe somebody was listening to you.
Yeah, listen, there's a few of the games, Tom, are not all scheduled at the same time as a lot of the first round games were. But I think it's an actual fact that the majority of them were on the same time. It's just disappointing. I mean, we're trying to promote our games here in the county, and we should try and do the best we can for our games and to showcase our top players and to give people the opportunity in the county to travel around the county and see the clubs and to give them that opportunity to travel to different grounds and see the county players playing in these games. I mean, like, this weekend, it's better than the first weekend that we played the games. I mean, you have, if you're in Group B, both teams are out Saturday night, so they are at 7:30. There's a group then, or Group A, McGlamall and McCools are on Saturday night, and I think there's two games on to 2:30 and Sunday, and one at 3:00, and 1:30, 5:00 and 6:30. So definitely it's a bit better, but then you would have to look at it again. You have Mayo and Tyrone playing the 3:30 on Sunday. Mayo and Kerry. Yeah, you don't have it. It's not easy there for people. You know, I mean, people have been waiting for the likes of Mayo and Kerry and Dublin and Tyrone. These games, they've been waiting for them all year, if not maybe the last couple of years, especially the Dublin and Tyrone game. I mean, there's a lot of interest in those games this weekend as well. So maybe it's important that we get the fixtures even better again. I mean, they've improved definitely this weekend on the first round.
You want them staggered more?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was able, I was looking at our neighbours in Derry last weekend. It was excellent the way they had it done. They'd never had one game on the same time the whole weekend. The games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that was their first round games. So it was, and you could actually went to every game if you had wanted. Like, it would be very easy for us to do something like that, say, in the third round of games this coming weekend. Like, we could play, say, they're called Group A, B, C, D. So we say we could play Group A on Saturday evening games at 5:00. We could play Group B Saturday evening at 7:30 games. And then Sunday you could go, say, 2:00, Group C, the two games could go on there, because obviously the two games have to be on at the same time because it could come into score difference or whatever. And then you have Dublin and Tyrone at 4:00. So you'd have a club game at 2:00, and you could go then to the last group, say Group D at 6:30. I mean, you would have the likes of St Junans and Glenties, which would be a great game there to finish off the third game off the first round and the championship. I mean, it's important, as I said during the week, the Dr. McGuire's our golden nugget off club football, and it's important that we sell it and give it the best opportunity for people to attend the games. And I mean, like, club league tenses have been quite a lot of league games this year, and they've definitely dropped. And I hear committee people saying that they've dropped, and it's obvious that's the struggle in the clubs then to survive. So like, clubs need their home gates and championships. Some clubs might only have one game this year, but sure, they're going to get the two next year. So it's important that we give the clubs the best opportunity. I mean, they might only have one payday or maybe two paydays this year of getting a decent gate. So they need those gates. Clubs are dependent on those gates to get them over the line to balance the books at the end of the year, Tom. I mean, that's a simple process. So let's hope season improved again going forward next weekend, because I remember last year the quarterfinals were excellent. The four of them were staggered, so you could actually go and watch the four quarterfinals. So it's important we bring that into the group stages as well.
Hopefully, Gary, there's somebody listening to you this week, or somebody listening to you for next week as well. Anyway, on to this week's action, and I suppose, as we mentioned at the outset, it is down to the business end, and it's a situation where already some clubs could find themselves looking down rather than looking up if they don't get the right result this weekend.
Yeah, and funny, when I was looking through the games during the week there, there's a lot of one or bust for a lot of teams going into games this weekend. You know what I mean? Teams that maybe haven't got the result the first day, or maybe playing another team that haven't got the result the first day, so it's a one or bust for both teams, or maybe teams are going in to play each other and maybe they have a difficult last game, so on paper, maybe this, both teams are looking at this as a winnable game, so it's one or bust in that sense as well. So definitely, Tom, there's a lot at stake this weekend. We'll have a fair idea after this weekend. There might be some clubs that'll say we'll be qualified, depending on how results go in their group. I think that'll definitely be the case this weekend. We could have one or two already qualified for the quarterfinal.
Anyway, we'll start with Group A. There's a game tonight, Saturday, and there's another game tomorrow afternoon. We'll start with the game tonight. That's Mallon at home to McCool's in Connolly Park. And, well, they're two teams that need a win. Somebody needs to win this one.
Yeah, it's funny, Tom. It's their third meeting in Championship football in the last 3 years. So it is, and there's actually been very, very tight games between the two teams. So they played in the league there at the end of July, and there was only 3 points between them. Marty Riley got the one and goal from McCool's. So he did late in injury time. I think it was a fisted ball into the net that he got in last year in the Championship. Then Mallon beat them in the Championship last year, so they did, and I think the Mallon actually saved a penalty later on, if memory serves me right. And I think the year before that, 2015, Mallon got an equaliser in injury time, so they did down in Mallon. So, and listen, the games have been feisty in the past. They've been very physical, and there's been plenty of controversy. So listen, the officials will need all the help they can, I'll say, Saturday evening in Connolly Park, because it'll certainly be a tense Championship game, especially with, I suppose, the way the games have gone the first day as well. You look at Mallon, they were heavily beaten by Bundoran, and McCool lost at home to St Michael. So this really is make or bust for both of these teams. And everyone's looking in that group. I suppose that St Michael's is the team that'll top the group, and it's a battle between the other three. And Bundoran, I suppose, are in prime position at the minute, and Mallon and McCool's will be looking. They'll be thinking maybe St Michael's will win again this weekend. So listen, we have to get level with Bundoran and get 2 points on the board, so it could be massive one for whichever team gets it this weekend for a driving seat for going forward for the quarter final.
And both of them are having mixed form this season.
Very much so. Mallon had a good one against Killybegs last weekend, and I think they won by about 12 points, but they lost their 2 games before that, including to McCool's and including to Clonmely. But there's very little between them in the league table. I think they're 6th and 7th at the minute, so they are. And when you look at that, and when you look at the results in the past, I think this could be a very close game on Saturday evening. I mean, you have probably one of our oldest player in club championship, I'll say, in the Donegal Senior Championship, Seamus McGinty, will probably feature. He's been featuring a lot for McCool's this year. I think he's 46, I heard someone tell me. So it's nice to see stories like that there in the club championship as well.
And how do you see it go?
Well, look at McCool's, they have a wee bit of form. You talked there about both teams have mixed form. I was looking there, McCool's have won their last 4 on the spin, so they have, including that one against Mallon. So that's going to give them a wee bit of confidence, you know what I mean? And it's not easy going down there to Mallon either. Mallon got to the semi-final last year. McCool's got to the quarter-final last year. McCool's have lost Damien Devaney. Big boots for them to fill. Probably as good a club man as they had involved with him last year. And you can see the good job he's doing there with the Donegal Ladies at the minute, the organisation he's brought to them. Mallon, probably, Tom, you would say, if they had all their focus on the football, you would say Mallon. So but soccer's always, from talking to people down there, Mallon, the soccer's been a big hindrance to them in the last number of years, and it doesn't seem to be getting any easier for them or any better for them. So I'm sure that's, I think, playing in the back of McCool's head as well, that listen, they'll always have a chance when they go down there, because the soccer's big down in Mallon. And yeah, it's probably frustrating. I know from talking to some of the Mallon people down there, it's frustrating for them as well when they think how close they've been. They've been to 2 semi-finals, and can you imagine all them boys give the full commitment? I mean, how close they would be maybe of getting maybe some silverware in the bag. But I think, Tom, I'll just go with Mallon on this one.
Moving then to Sunday, staying in Group A, St Michael's, as you said, they'll probably come through all right. They'll probably expect it to top the group. They're home against Bundoran. Both teams won on the opening day.
Yeah, and Bundoran had a very big one, so they had, I think it was 3-18 they posted against Mallon that day in St Michael's. I think it was 3-9 against McCool's away from home, which was always good to get a result away from home. And of course, I think the word on the ground is that Mark Anthony's missing this week for St Michael's, but they've already made a replacement there, young Demon Colgan. Anytime I've seen him, he's been well able to step in. He seems a very good keeper as well. He's probably just unlucky in his case that he has someone like Mark Anthony in the club, because no doubt he would be the number one there otherwise. And Smigel's had a big boost, I suppose, in the last number of weeks. Christy Toy has come back to the team as well. I mean, Everyone here in Donegal is a huge admirer of Christy Toy, and it's great to see him back and good health again, that he is able to play. St. Michael's beat them easy in the league this year. I think they scored 7 goals and 10 points against them up in the bridge already this year. So they did. And of course, St. Michael's at the minute are missing. They have a couple of players in Donegal and New York for the summer. Anton McFadden's out and Stephen Doak's out for the summer. So, and Michael Cannon, I think, has togged recently for the Milers. So listen, they're going to be down a couple of players maybe that they would usually have players that would be in their starting team. And Bundoran will probably get a wee bit of light from that there and a wee bit of motivation from that that they might have a chance, because Bundoran are the kind of team, Tom, if they get the upper hand on you, they can very easy get a lot of scores on the board and make it a very, very tricky game. I mean, they've a lot of good players there. They have the two Brennans, Jamie and Paul, and they've the two McInnes, Michael and Kane, the Shane McGowan, Christy Keeney, Paul McGonigal, like Kier McCaughey, and the young lad from the minors there this year was going well for them. Paul Murphy as well. Like they have a lot of good players, and some people say they maybe for the quality of the player they have, maybe they've underachieved. I mean, when they get their tails up, they can be hard to stop. So they can. I think this game, just Tom, you know, it would. If St. Michael's allow them into the game, I think it could be a very good game and an interesting game early on, but you would expect St. Michael's to come through at the end.
And from what I understand, is Jamie Brennan is out. He's actually out with tonsillitis at the moment, as far as I know.
Yeah, listen, there'll be all stories going around this week, Tom, about players having this and having that and players away here. And I mean, like, at the end of the day, all these club players have trained for club championship, so they have the for the whole year since January. A lot of them have put their life on hold, you know what I mean? So that's, I'm sure, unless it's really, really, really bad, Jimmy Brennan will be there a bunch for St. Michael, or for Bundoran against St. Michael's.
Nevertheless, you're going still for St. Michael's.
I'll go for St. Michael's, Tom, on the fact that they have that wee bit of extra quality. And like they scored 7 goals against Bundoran earlier in the league as well. And if you look at Bundoran's league results, they probably have been conceding a few goals. So they have. So you would expect St. Michael's to be able to open them up for a few goals on Sunday afternoon. But it's just Bundoran will put it up to them. But I just think in the end, St. Michael's will get over the line.
Moving on to Group B, probably looked upon it as the most open group when the draw was made. Kitty Beggs, Termon, Niewiera, Burt, both those games are actually on this evening.
Aye, that's right, Tom. I suppose the Kitty Beggs and Termon game, everyone will look, I suppose, Kitty Beggs. They've only won 2 games in the league all year, but listen, 2013 they got to a county final. And they actually never won a game in the league that year, so I wouldn't necessarily go by that either. Go by their league form. When you look back at 2013, they've massive tradition there in the club in Killybegs. I mean, they've done well in the past. They've got big results in championship games the last number of years, and especially in Fintra. It won't be an easy place for Termon to go there on Saturday evening. A lot, I suppose, even more so now, will rest on the shoulders of Hugh McFadden, with Owen Bann gone to the Brisbane for the AFL trials. So like, there's going to be a lot of expectation on Hugh, and listen, no better man. He's well able to carry that expectation, and he leads it all the time for the club, so he does. Whereas Termon, probably everyone will nearly fancy Termon, suppose, to top the group. Maybe they're the club that's highest in Division 2, where you have 2 Division 3 teams, and then Killybegs at the bottom of Division 2. Most people nearly fancy Termon to top the group, and they're determined doing really, really well the last number of years. They've come out of the group and got to the quarterfinal the last 3 years running, and I'm taking some big scalps on the way as well. I mean, I remember a great game down the Burn Road against Gweedore, so that was for make a break for both teams, and Termon came out on top of that there. So Termon will go over there. They'll probably they'll fancy their chances with Owen Bann missing, but probably their own form hasn't been great, so it hasn't been off late earlier. Like, I mean, they're 5th in Division 2 at the minute. They were badly beaten by New of Columbia last week, but sometimes that might be a bad thing, coming into the championship either, and give you a wake-up call, so it does as well. And like say Andy McCormick had a massive game for Termin in the first game against Niavara. I think he scored 1-6 out of 1-10, and they have boys like Decky Donald's back now going well for him. Ricky Gallagher's always a steady performer for them as well. He's always hitting the upper 8s or 9s in performance every game for them out of 10 as well.
And of course you have Keelan McDade and Darragh McDade.
Yeah, you have the two young, I know them well from coaching my time in the college, and the two boys will bring a lot of scoring threat and a lot of scoring power, and I'm sure they're glad to have the likes of Enda McCormick on there now to take a bit of the burden off them. You know what I mean? It means that maybe they won't be as tightly marked by as many defenders, maybe not double marked or whatever, so it's probably opening up more alleys and more options for them to get shooting chances away and get scores on the board.
And the other game is Niamh versus Burt, two Division 3 teams, a great opportunity for a Division 3 team to make the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it's probably a first time, I'll say. There's two Division 3 teams meeting in the Senior Championship. I'm sure you've gone through the record books, it hasn't happened before. From what I'm hearing, Hugh Yanks in USA, it won't be home. But then you suppose you have the likes of there, Sean Yanks and Harry Harden. They'll be looking to the likes of them for getting scores on the board. Two fellas are well capable of getting it. And Jack O'Brien now was with Donegal Boston for the summer, and he played centre half back. So I heard they were beat by McInnespies last weekend in the Throne Championship semi final. Now, so it'll be interesting whether or not Jack is home this weekend with Donegal Boston being out of the championship. And then the story's coming out of there as well that they have a wedding this weekend. There's going to be some panel members missing, which would be a blow for them, but you would wonder as well, maybe these are just stories that we're hearing and to throw people off and throw the opposition off. But I mean, as I said to you earlier, I find it hard to believe that people will miss championship unless it's really, really life or death situation at the end of the day.
And so of course then, Bert, last year's intermediate champions, first time ever.
Yeah, and listen, the way they won that intermediate last year, just the courage and the determination and the comeback in the drawn game and the way they won the replay, and they play with a nice, hard physical edge to them. So they do. It's probably coming from a lot from the hurlers, and from what I've been hearing, they've all the hurlers back now as well. I think there's about 8 or 9 hurlers on the team, so they're all back, so it's a good boost for them now for the last month. I think those boys have been back training together with them. They're only 2 points behind Niamh in the league. There's very little between the two teams. The two teams actually haven't met yet in the league. They still have to play each other twice. So obviously Bert will be looking to the likes of Mark Coyle there to lead them, who's got a massive experience with Donegal seniors this year and the Donegal under 21s as well. I saw he was red carded last weekend against Niamh Breed, but I don't think that'll affect him now in championship this weekend. And of course they've stellar men like Kieran Dowds, who's living in Glenswally for the last number of years. He's still togging out and one of their main players around the middle of the field. I remember watching him last year in those intermediate finals. He was excellent, so he was like, and they really looked at him, and he's a good leader for them.
So how do you see that one go?
Listen, you probably need a world with the home advantage, and if Jack, the likes of Jack O'Brien happen to be back from Donegal Boston, that'll be a massive boost. And you would just fancy them maybe to get over the line. You know what I mean, Tom? I mean, like, Bert have a point on the board. Niamh lost the first day. They really need to win. I mean, Niamh will probably be looking at themselves. They'll be thinking, we won this game, now it's winner takes all in against Kelly Beggs. You know what I mean? They'll be thinking, we've won this game, we'll put ourselves in a nice driving seat then going into the last game. So I'll go for Niamh on that one, Tom.
Moving on then, two games on Sunday in Group C, your own club, Glenswilly, they're in Gweedore. Ardra host Kilcar, I suppose. Kilcar leading the league table and looks set to retain the league, and I suppose one of the farm teams in the county again.
Yeah, listen, they've only lost one game all year, and they've been hitting up massive scores. So they have, like, I was looking there, they had 3-16 against St. Michael's in their last game. The game previous to that, they had 19 points against Glenties. The game previous to that, they had 121 against Four Masters. That's an average of 23 points a game, Tom, in their last three games. I mean, like, when these boys get their tails up, they're frightening. So they're very, very hard to stop. And Steve McBurdy, he was with Donegal Boston as well in the summer, and as I said, they were beat last weekend in the Boston Championship by McInnesby, so he's going to be back this weekend now, whereas Andy McLean will be no doubt missing for him because he's with Sligo in New York, so he is at the minute, and they're still involved in the Intermediate Championship in New York, so I can't see him being back for the game this weekend or the following weekend because the New York Championship Sligo are going well in that at the minute, so I'll say he'll be missing the group stages anyway, so he will. Barry Doherty's done very well with him since he's come in there, and they've seen this continuous cycle from where they left off last year, and it's by means of from all the stories, it's a happy camp, and that experience of Seamus Gallagher and as well, who was the man at the helm the last time they won the championship in Kilcar. So listen, those two men are doing a good job there, but probably Ardrae, you'll be looking in, you'll be saying like Kilcar has been their boogie team over the last number of years. I mean, I've seen Ardrae and Kilcar games quite a few times over the few years, and my memory is Kilcar putting up huge scores over them, and you would worry about that this weekend with Ardrae being in Division 2 and Kilcar being top of Division 1. I know with Ardrae at the upper end, I think they're third at the moment, they're in a good run of form, they've won their last four games. It's a very tough group for Ardrae. Probably when they saw that group championship wasn't maybe their main aim, they were maybe looking more so to get back into Division 1. I'm sure it hurt them hard last year, Tom, falling from Division 1 after being the longest surviving team in there. But I just find it hard to see where they're going to get a victory this weekend. I mean, they're going to struggle with the pace of Kilcar every time I've seen the two teams play. In the past, that was what they really struggled with, how to deal with the pace. And but listen, Kilcar or Ardrae are a very physical team, Tom, and they're well able to bring a physical edge, and they're going to need to bring that this weekend, so they are. And listen, Sunday's not to be good either. The weather's not good this weekend, and there's talk of a bit of a hurricane coming on Sunday from America as well, and I wouldn't be surprised now if Ardrae are thinking of bringing Kilcar maybe to the old pitch, because I think if they brought them to that new pitch, it would just shoot Kilcar down to the ground and there, the wide open spaces in Ardrae. And listen, that old pitch is heavy, so it is in Ardrae. And the likes of Declan Gavigan and Kenneth Doherty back, who missed the first group game against Glenswally and the Glen. So they were two big physical players as well. Listen, they'll love that physical battle if it was in the old pitch.
But it's Kilcar, is it?
Oh, yeah, listen, I mean, as I said to you, they averaged 23 points in their last three games, and two of those games, Tom, were against Glenties and St. Michael's, two of the top teams in the county, so I would expect Kilcar to win well into double figures this weekend.
And, the game of the weekend, really, I suppose, is your own club, Glenswilly, and Gweedore in Maharagallan. I'd be worried about it with this hurricane, as you're talking about, coming in from the Atlantic. But it really is, it's backs to the wall for Gweedore, and it's a game Glenswilly probably need to win as well.
Aye, it is. And, like, I suppose when you look at the two, Tom, people have been mentioned to me in the past, I mean, you have the likes of ourselves, the Glen there, and you have Kilcar and Gweedore, maybe three of the teams that a lot of other people look at as favourites for the championship. And obviously, you had ourselves and Kilcar in the final last year. People are saying, like, I mean, why are these groups not seeded? Why are the four semi-finalists not seeded to get the championship every year? I think that's something maybe we definitely need to look at next year, because, like, this group, Tom, became very close. Ardrae were the last team to join the group on the draw on the day. It could have been Glenties. That were the last two teams that left in the pot. So you could have had a group there of Glenties, Kilcar, Gweedore, and the Glen stuck in the one group. You know what I mean? Like, you would have had two big teams gone right away before you got to the knockout stages. People want to see the big teams making the knockout stages. They want to see the big teams playing against each other in the big games where it is knockout. So, like, hopefully that's something maybe will be taken on board maybe next year. At our meetings at the end of the year now, when the reviews are happening, that this will be looked at, that the four semi-finalists maybe could be seeded for the following year for the groups then. But listen, going back to the game, it's probably a must-win, I would say, for both teams, because the Glen have beaten Ardrae the first day, and nobody wants to go to Towny, Tom, looking for a win, and I can't see them laying out the red carpet for us either after their defeat in the county final last year. And Gweedore as well, of course, lost in Towny the first day, so it's a must-win for them as well. And it's 6:30 in the evening now on Sunday evening. I'll say there'll be a big crowd there, Tom. It's the last game of the day, so it is. It allows people to get to watch the Kerry and Mayo game as well, say, and people will be travelling down then after that there, and maybe it'll be interesting to see what pitch Guido will play the game on as well, maybe the at the weekend.
You're giving an awful lot of people's ideas, so you are. Tell me, Guido started the season well, but they've gone on a bad run. Is it 4 or 5 games they've lost?
They've lost the last 5, Tom. I was looking there, but I was looking at their teams there, and I saw some of the games as well. Like they're probably missing. I was counting days. Okay, they're probably missing, Tom, the majority of days, 8 or 9 starters that you would expect to be starting this weekend against the Glen and Championship. I mean, like any team, I don't care what in the county that's missing 8 or 9 starters. I know if we were missing 8 or 9 starters in the Glen, we would be getting bad hammers. So we had, and that has happened to us in the past where we've got bad hammers, we're missing 8 or 9 players, and that's going to happen. And I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, they might have been trying things around, and I know they've picked up a few injuries in Knox. And listen, as I said to you at the start of the conversation, Tom, any man's been training all year and worth of salt, unless it's life or death situation, they're going to be playing this weekend. Obviously, you know, the likes of Warren McNeilis, who's in America with Donegal, New York now, and they're still, their championship hasn't over yet at the minute, and they're actually last group game out there is not to the last weekend in August, and you'd expect Donegal, New York to qualify there to make the semi-finals, so, and that's the first weekend in September, and then the final to second weekend in September, so the likes of Owen could be out there maybe for another few weeks yet before the championship's over out there. And listen, everyone's saying that they're poor, but I think it's going to be a different proposition on Sunday. If you look at Guido, I think they had 7 county under-21s this year, and I think it was 4 then, including some of them under-21s up at the senior panel. And on top of that, you have the likes of Eamon McGee, and Kevin Cathy's back now with him as well. I mean, like, I know he's on holidays at the minute, but he's back for the game this weekend from what I hear. And they have 12 accounted there as well. There's 12 boys that played either county under-21 or county senior, possibly starting in their first 15 this weekend. So that's huge experience bringing into the game on Sunday for them.
Yeah, and Glen Swilly, obviously, it's well documented and well recorded in recent years that Glen Swilly have become a championship team, and they've been showing signs of good form in the last couple of weeks. So was that their game on Sunday against Milford, and I thought they played well.
Aye, listen, something we pride ourselves very much in the Glen, you know, and it's filtered right throughout the club there, so it has, from the reserves and the third team and right down to the minors and right down to our underage. Like, the big focus would always be beyond championship and trying to do something in the championship. And like, it's pleasing that there has happened, and as you said, they've had a wee bit of form now, so they have. The last few games, their performance have been decent, and have been a lot better maybe than they have been earlier in the year. And this is the time of year our lads come into their own. They performed well against Milford last year, and it was probably, I think it was 3 points in the end, but listen, they were much better, and if Milford got a goal last kick of the game, they were much better than 3 points. One of his last game against Mulford, and a good one against Dunlow the weekend afterwards. Those are two make or break games for them, Tom, and regards of relegation. You know what I mean? Like, we're well used to fighting relegation every year. It just comes with the territory, as they say. And the week before, they played Unions. Now, I know Unions won the game, but it wasn't a bad performance by our boys, and they would have been reasonably happy with that there. And as I said, this is the time of year that they like, you know, and you have to remember as well, like, you know, we were looking last year at the end of the year when we looked over, like we had 5 boys started their first ever county final last year. I mean, we're always trying to keep introducing new players and the teams throughout the years, and that has happened all the time. I mean, we're delighted with Rory Crawford back from Philadelphia this year. He's been playing well since he came back. He's back around Easter time there, and he's a big addition to the likes of him back as well, who's won senior championships there in the past, and I mean, he brings massive experience as well from being involved in America the last number of years as well. And like, suppose, like, out of our 3 championship winning teams we're looking at as well, there's only 6 players, Tom, have actually started all 3 finals that we won. So that just shows you the continuous transition that is happening in the Glen. Like, you know, people might think that I heard people quoting last year that Ard was the same team. It was by far from the same team. It was a completely different team.
Who are the six?
I don't have it offhand now, but I remember the five boys that started last year's county final. I think it was Ryan Dever and James Geller and Cahill Geller and Kieran Gibbons and Paddy McFadden were the five boys that had never started a county final before.
So, Neil Gallagher, huge loss, obviously.
Massive, Tom, you know what I mean? Listen, I remember last year this round going into play Dunlow at home. I'm not sure if you're at the game yourself, and it was make or break. Dunlow had won the first game. We had to win. We lost the first game against Ardra. We had to win, and Neil was about 50, maybe 55% fit. We didn't have Michael that day. Michael was injured as well, Michael Murphy, and we got over the line against Dunlow that day. It was a major turning point in our season, and Neil was the man who was the glue who held everything together. You know what I mean? But listen, he's probably, if the boys have had a lot of time to deal with it and a lot of time to prepare for knowing that Neil's not going to be there this year, and I think that's been a massive help. Whereas this had happened, Neil's injury, which is very unfortunate for Neil, because he's been such a servant to the club, and please God for many years in the future he will be as well, if football fitness allows him to. It would have been more difficult if this injury had happened a week or two ago where you wouldn't at the time. But listen, they've been able to get around it in the last number of weeks. I think they'll be happy enough where they're at the minute.
Seeing as it's your own club involved, I won't ask you for a verdict on that one. So we'll move on to Group D. That's St Junan's, Dunlow, Niamh Connell and Fourmasters. And it's St Junan's, Dunlow in O'Donnell Park. And it's Niamh Connell versus Fourmasters in Davy Brennan Memorial Park. St Junan's and Niamh Connell won their opening two games.
Yeah, and probably if you were looking at the fixtures, if you're from Fourmasters or Dunlow, you were looking at the fixtures and it was probably the worst way for those two clubs for the fixtures to happen that they had to play the two big guns right away, and where the most people will feel looking from the outside in that that's going to be decided. The quarterfinal places after this weekend in Group D will be decided. Most people expect St Junan's and Glendies to be qualified after this weekend with getting the ones. I mean, Dunlow probably, they've had a bad run of form recently. They lost to the Glen, so they have in the Glen. They lost to Bundoran last weekend. I think I was looking at the league table there and the results. They haven't won in their last seven games, so the form's not good at the minute. I thought Adam Neely would have been a big boost coming back now from Donegal Boston for them. He was playing over there in the summer as well, but unfortunately poor Adam has did his cruciate, so huge blow for them at the minute. And Dunlow, Tom, I remember watching them championship against Unions in the past, and they have a poor record against St Unions, and very similar to what I talked about earlier. Our draw have a bad record against Kilcar, and I would be worried about Dunlow this weekend. I think St Unions could really go to town in them. And I mean, the first day St Unions racked up a huge score against Fourmasters, I think it's 121, and you mightn't be surprised not to see a scoreline like that hit this weekend as well, and to see St Unions winning comfortably in double figures. I mean, they're going very well in the league. They're second in the league there. They've only lost, I think, two or three games all year. Conor O'Donnell, Niall's brother, is back from cruciate injury, so he has a massive help there to have a player of his calibre coming back. They've managed to get Kevin Rafferty back. As I said, I mentioned Niall there, who's been playing for Donegal Minors and under-21s, and of course was up with the seniors in the past. I mean, that game 3 weeks ago in the Glen, he put on an exhibition of shooting, so he did, and I mean an exhibition, not handy scores tapped over the bar. There were scores from 40, 45 metres, maybe up to 48 metres all around the pitch. So you would feel St Junan's this is just a matter of ticking the box for them, and they'll have the bigger picture in mind, you know what I mean, probably looking at the following weekend.
And Fourmasters away to Niamh Connell.
Yeah, listen, it's not easy for Fourmasters. Well, there's a bad run of form. I know they beat Guido there without giving a wee bit of confidence in the league, so it will, but they've lost their manager as well, Kevin Cookie, so they have, and I know Luke Keeney has helped, stepped up there to give them a big help, and I know Luke well. He was actually my captain of the Bunkerland Cup team in 2008, and he's a great leader. He led Donegal to the to the championship that year in 2008 at under 16, and he's a great leader's with him. And it didn't surprise me to hear that he was in helping out and taking charge and organising the training, because that was in him from a very young age, and that was one of the reasons we made him captain way back in 2008. So he'll have his hands full, so he will try to prepare for going to Davy Brennan Park, Memorial Park on Sunday evening, because you just can't see where they're going to score enough and how they're going to contain the likes of Glenties. And probably Glenties will be missing Neil Connell, missing the likes of Leo McClune, who's with Donegal in New York along with Ward McNeilis. So you can't, so he's not going to be home, you'll think, for the next few weeks either. And a lot of people feel that Neil Connell may be able to make amends. I know they were very hurt last year from their performance in the semi-final against Kilkerran, and I've no doubt that's where they'll be wanting to, at the very least, to get back to make amends for what was wrong for them last year. As I said, I'll nearly say the same thing about them, as I said about the unions. They'll be looking, nearly looking as a tick-in-the-box exercise here and getting over the game and with one eye on the big game next weekend.